Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenine Mhang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio says Living Morung Initiative is model for cultural preservation and community engagement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses citizen-centric governance at Sadhana Saptah 2026. Advisor Dr. Kekrelhulie Hyome inaugurates series of new educational facilities at PM Sri Government High School, New Market. And Nagaland's Wede Mero wins gold in men's 10,000 meters at first Khelo India Tribal Games. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio has highlighted the Living Morung Initiative under the State Department of Art and Culture as an impactful and a forward-looking grassroots program for cultural preservation and community engagement. In a social media post, he said the initiative provides a community-centered platform to nurture and share indigenous knowledge, cultural practices and heritage, bringing generations together. Mr. Rio said, by encouraging community ownership, mentorship and collective partnership, the Living Morung Initiative serves as a vibrant hub of cultural education, documentation and experiential learning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव। इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है। अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy.
हमने गवर्नेंस और डिलीवरी से लेकर इकोनॉमी तक टेक रिवॉल्यूशन की ताकत देखी है। अब एआई की दस्तक के बाद ये बदलाव और तेज होने वाला है। इसलिए टेक्नोलॉजी को समझना और उसका सही उपयोग करना ये पब्लिक सर्विस का एक जरूरी हिस्सा बन चुका है। इसलिए एआई के क्षेत्र में कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और निरंतर लर्निंग को फैसिलिटेट करने के लिए काम हो रहा है। इसमें आप सभी की भागीदारी और सहभागिता दोनों बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है।
A week-long Karam Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. The event is being collectively organized by the Department of Personnel and Training, Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The event also coincides with the Commission's Foundation Day and 5 years of Mission Karma Yogi. Nagaland's Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrelhulie Hyome, today inaugurated a series of new educational facilities at PM Sri Government High School, New Market, including an Atal Tinkering Lab, Science Lab, ICT Computer Lab, Library Room and Vocational Lab. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Hyome praised the New Market community for supporting the school, highlighting the importance of community-based schools in serving economically weaker sections. He noted rising enrollment, including students shifting from private schools, and stressed that continued community support is vital. Lamenting the preference for private education, he said government schools have qualified teachers and comparable infrastructure. To improve standards, he cited the formation of the Nagaland School Standards Authority and reforms focused on infrastructure, governance and curriculum. Acknowledging issues like surplus and underperforming teachers, he said reforms are underway.
A couple of decades back, it was only government schools. Then came along this private schools. Aro manuke na kunche khambe, takar na khaja khambe, aro naga manuto, vishi manuto, daily ito paisa bisera khande aise, salaried economy aise, and yet we send our children to private school because I think this is something wrong with our system of thinking. Aro amar khan naga teacher to qualify, vishi pal aise, gule bhi bacha khan yade na hiye.
On the occasion, speeches were delivered by MLA Dr. Tsilutyo Rutso and Commissioner and Secretary School Education and SCERT Nagaland Kevilino Angami. The government has decided to provide full customs duty exemption on a total of 40 critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June in view of the ongoing conflict in West Asia and the consequent disruptions in global supply chains. The Finance Ministry in a statement said customs duty have been exempted on items including methanol, anhydrous ammonia, toluene, styrene, dichloromethane, methylene chloride and vinyl chloride monomer, among others. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav today visited the historic Kohima War Cemetery and paid solemn tribute to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives during World War II. The governor laid a wreath in honor of the fallen heroes of the Battle of Kohima, remembering their extraordinary courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering spirit in the face of adversity. He also observed a moment of silence as a mark of deep respect and gratitude to those who fought valiantly. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed that the Parliament will meet again after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on legislative business of the House, Mr. Rijiju said the government has consulted with over 80% of parties on the matter. He, however, said that the principal opposition party, Congress, has written to the government for convening the Parliament after the conclusion of the Assembly elections. The minister said the government is not going arbitrarily and consulting with all the parties and MPs. Mr. Rijiju said women's reservation is an issue that should be passed unanimously in the Parliament.
We have a bounded duty, a commitment which the House has given, the Parliament of India has given to the women of this nation. For us, this is nothing to do with a specific state election. This is a commitment. This is a duty of the House. We have to take it forward. Because we have certain limitation when we look at the time scale. We have a limited time in hand and we have repeatedly asked the honorable members of the opposition party.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallik Arjun Kharge, demanded an all-party meeting on the matter so that all parties can present their views and move the proposal forward. Nagaland has added another medal to its tally in athletics at the first Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh, where their team Mero delivered a stellar performance to clinch the gold medal in the men's 10,000 meters event, bringing pride and glory to the state. With this achievement, Nagaland's athletics contingent has secured a total of 3 medals, 1 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze at the ongoing games. A 10-member team is representing the state across various track and field events, showcasing strong determination and competitive spirit on the national stage. The Khelo India Tribal Games began in Chhattisgarh on the 25th of March and will continue till the 3rd of April. More than 3,000 athletes from 30 states and union territories are participating in the games. And the Northeast India Academy of Performing Arts, NIAPA, yesterday concluded its first biannual friendly table tennis league with Mizoram under the theme Beyond Borders Within the Game. Held over 2 days at the NIAPA Mini Stadium Chumu Kedima, the event aimed to boost sportsmanship, player exposure and interstate friendship. In the singles final, Fella defeated Sangha to take the title, while Zuya finished third. Fella also won the doubles crown with Shepika beating Jenny and Kama 3-1. In the team event, Team Double R emerged champions with 14 points. Winners received cash prizes up to 20,000 rupees. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipurio says Living Morung initiative is model for cultural preservation and community engagement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses citizen-centric governance at Sadhana Saptah 2026. Advisor Dr. Kekrelulie Yome inaugurates series of new educational facilities at PM Sri Government High School, New Market. And Nagaland's Wede Mero wins gold in men's 10,000 meters at first Khelo India Tribal Games. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.